it's time now for the Sunny Side of Sports with Sunny Young. Happy Monday, Sunny.
Happy Monday, Kim.
And Sunny, I understand you are starting today with basketball.
Kim, let's tip off with the National Basketball Association playoffs.
They're playing
Four clubs remain in contention for the NBA title after weekend action. In the Eastern Conference Finals, the Cleveland Cavaliers will play the Atlanta Hawks. That best-of-seven-game series begins Wednesday night in Atlanta, Georgia. And in the Western Conference Finals, the Houston Rockets will take on the Golden State Warriors. That best-of-seven-game series begins Tuesday night in Oakland, California. The Rockets advance Sunday with a 113-100 victory over the visiting Los Angeles Clippers. Houston rallied from a 3-1 deficit and won the series 4-3. In the decisive Game 7, the Rockets were led by star guard James Harden, who scored a game-high 31 points, grabbed 7 rebounds, and passed for 7 assists. Harden talks about the Rockets coming back to win the series.
It's only a handful of teams that's done that, and so gave us confidence. You know, I think that finishing that first series, we kind of, you know, took the series kind of slow in the beginning. You know, it kind of, you know, bit us on the butt, but we fought back. I'm really proud of the guys, man. How they fought all year, you know, and so I'm really tremendously proud of those guys for the way they fight and the way they help me and Dwight. Bring it every single night.
James Harden and the Rockets are heading to the Western Conference Finals for the first time in 18 years. The head coach of Houston is Kevin McHale, who had a Hall of Fame career as a player with the Boston Celtics. McHale gives credit to James Harden and the other Rockets for their fighting spirit.
For the most part, we stayed in attack mode. I thought James was fantastic. You know, 31 points, big free throws down the stretch. He got us going with some passes early. Trevor's shots were so timely and so huge, just big. And again, you know, Dwight, 16 and 15, just, you know, so many people played well. Brew went out there. I mean, we did, Pablo had a hell of a game. And we just had a lot of guys play well. And that's what it takes. It takes a lot of guys playing well to beat a team. And I told our guys, you know, 3-1, it feels really, really, really bad, especially when they stomp on you in games 3 and 4. You know, our guys just kind of grounded out, and it was just a one game at a time. And we, you know, we've had many 3-game winning streaks throughout the year, and our guys just rallied together, and they just did a hell of a job. So that was a really good game for us on both sides of the ball.
That's Kevin McHale, the head coach of the Houston Rockets basketball club, and he was speaking in Houston, Texas. Once again, the matchups for the conference finals in the NBA playoffs. The Rockets will play the Golden State Warriors in the Western Conference Finals, and the Cleveland Cavaliers will go against the Atlanta Hawks in the Eastern Conference Finals. The winners of the two series will advance to the NBA Finals, which tip off June 4th.
Voice of America's news, talk, and music programs are now at the tip of your fingers. Find everything at www.voaafrica.com. Listen to VOA's program lineup live anytime, day or night. Pick out your favorite shows and listen anytime you want. Download our podcast. Check VOA Mobile from your cell phone. Subscribe to VOA Newsfeed. VOAnews.com.
And when you visit VOAnews.com, make sure you check out the Sunny Side of Sports blog, in which I write about a variety of sporty topics. My latest blog post is titled "Atukwefio Praised as Pillar of Ghana Football," and I write about Cecil Jones Atukwefio, who died May 12th of throat cancer at age 70. The Ghana Football Association says Atukwefio is remembered as a talented footballer, coach, and administrator who shaped the lives and careers of many Ghanaian football players. Joining us now with a package of football news is the VOA's Nightline Africa sportsman, Segun Dot on the spot, Adeyemi.
Good evening, Africa.
Nigeria has named its final team for this year's FIFA Under-20 World Cup due to kick off in New Zealand at the end of the month. According to the team list released by Manu Garba, head coach of Nigeria's Flying Eagles, as the country's national Under-20 team is known, skipper Musa Mohamed will lead the team. Others include Taiwo Awoniyi, Kelechi Iheanacho and Success Isaac, all members of the Nigerian team that won the FIFA Under-17 World Cup in the United Arab Emirates in 2013. At the Under-20 tournament, African champion Nigeria will play its first match against Brazil on June 1st, before taking on North Korea and Hungary in Group E. Nigeria has never won the FIFA Under-20 World Cup since the competition started in 1977. But the country has twice clinched the silver medal at the two yearly tournaments. Apart from Nigeria, other teams that will fly the African flag in New Zealand are Ghana, the only African team to have won the FIFA Under-20 tournament, Mali and Senegal. Away from Nigeria, an Egyptian court on Saturday banned the country's hardcore soccer fan clubs, known as the Ultras, over terrorism accusations. The Ultras took part in protests during and after the 2011 uprising and frequently clashed with police in and around stadiums. The ruling by the Court of Urgent Matters in Cairo, the Egyptian capital, appeared to be the latest effort by the judiciary to prevent demonstrations. During the 2011 uprising that forced out President Hosni Mubarak, the Ultras played a major role. The court's ruling followed a case filed by Murtada Mansour, the head of the Zamalek Football Club, one of Egypt's most popular teams. Mansour has long been at odds with his team's Ultras organization, known as the White Knights. Last month, 11 fans were sentenced to death in a retrial of over 70 defendants accused in the 2012 soccer riots that left 74 people dead. Since the 2012 stadium violence, authorities have sharply limited attendance at matches. At least 19 people were killed in February when police fired tear gas into a crowd of fans trying to attend the match. Many of the dead suffocated or were crushed. And from Rwanda comes the report that military team APR has won the 2014-2015 Rwanda Football Premier League with one match to spare. On Friday evening, APR played 2-2 with Isonga in the penultimate match. APR's 52 points from 25 matches have guaranteed the title, as there are 6 points between the top team and the second-placed AS Kigali. The latest victory brings to a record 15 the number of league titles that APR has won. The club will represent Rwanda in next year's CAF Champions League. Finally, President Sepp Blatter of World Soccer's governing body, FIFA, has opposed plans to expand the number of teams at the World Cup. He says he would like to keep the number of participants at the four-yearly soccer extravaganza to 32 if he is re-elected. Blatter is standing for a fifth mandate as FIFA president on May 29th. Two of his three challengers have said he will expand the World Cup to at least 40 teams. Thanks so much for listening. For the Sunny Side of Sports, this is Segun Adeyemi in Lagos.
In African athletics, Blessing Okagbare of Nigeria and Almaz Ayana of Ethiopia were two of the big winners at Sunday's IAAF Diamond League meet in Shanghai, China. In the women's 100 meters race, Blessing beat a strong field that included two-time Olympic champion Shelly-Ann Fraser-Pryce of Jamaica. Blessing's winning time, 10.98 seconds. The performance signaled that Blessing looks like a top contender for a gold medal at this year's World Championships, which will be held in Beijing, China at the end of August. Meanwhile, in the women's 5,000 meters race in Shanghai, Almaz Ayana clocked the third fastest time ever, 14 minutes and 14.32 seconds. The 23-year-old Ethiopian was only 3 seconds shy of breaking countrywoman Tirunesh Dibaba's world record. In the women's 800 meters race, Kenya's Eunice Jepkoech Sum took top honors with a time just over 2 minutes even. In the men's 1500 meters race in Shanghai, Silas Kiplagat led a Kenyan sweep of the top three places with a winning time of 3 minutes and 35.29 seconds. In the men's 3,000 meter steeplechase, Kenya again dominated. Kenyan athletes took the top eight places with Jairus Kipchoge Birich, the overall winner in Shanghai, in 8 minutes, 5.36 seconds. Here's a sunny side of sports salute to Southampton Senegalese striker Sadio Mane, who put his name in the English Premier League football record books over the weekend. The 23-year-old Mane recorded the fastest hat trick in EPL history, notching three first-half goals in a span of 176 seconds in Southampton's 6-1 trouncing of visiting Aston Villa. The previous EPL record for speediest hat trick was 4 minutes and 33 seconds by Liverpool's Robbie Fowler against Arsenal in 1994. Sadio Mane blessing the Saints of Southampton with a record performance. Follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. And if you go to my Facebook page, you'll see a photo of Nigerian sprinter Blessing Okagbare running to victory in Shanghai. And my Twitter handle is at VOA Sunny Sports. I'm VOA Sunny Young, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.